Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Gadigal people.
Hey there, Bryce here with a quick message before we hop into today's podcast. We love pulling this podcast together for you, and we love that we can make it available each day for free. What we would love even more, though, is for as many kids as possible to be getting their daily dose of our sugar-coated broccoli. And that's where you can help. If you're listening on Apple and have a moment, we'd love it if you left a review and spread the love. It helps us grow, which is crucial if we're going to continue to do what we do. Thanks for your loyal support, and now it's time for the pod.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, January 30, and we're back. In Squiz Kids Today, back to school we go. Egypt's golden mummy, Rinky and Jason tennis heroes, and Harry Styles splits his pants. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
And we kick off this year in news almost as we finished last year, with news from across the Tasman Sea, where our friends in New Zealand's biggest city are struggling with some of the worst flooding they've ever seen. The city of Auckland was yesterday trying to recover after experiencing the wettest day on record. Torrential rain has been falling all weekend long, cutting off roads, causing landslides, and even forcing the closure of the airport as check-in counters at the terminal resembled swimming pools. Experts say that in the space of only 15 hours, Auckland received 75% of its annual rainfall, which, as the maths geniuses amongst you will know, means that the equivalent of 3/4 of the rain that Auckland usually receives over an entire year fell on the city over a comparatively brief 15-hour period. Wowzers. To all our listeners over there, stay safe and try to keep dry. While rain is falling in New Zealand, kids going back to school in New South Wales this week are about to be hit by a storm of phonics as changes are made to the way kids are taught to read. An estimated 65,000 kids will be starting kindergarten in New South Wales alone this week, and new rules mean that they'll be taught to read using phonics, a method that gets you to sound out letters as you go. To all you Squiz kids starting school for the first time this week, you've got this. And believe me when I tell you, as strange as it might seem at first, you're going to learn to love school. And for Squiz kids heading back to school for another year, be nice to your teachers. And yes, that's an order.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin to find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Saqqara, a village in Egypt, where a golden mummy has been found inside 4 ancient tombs. Archaeologists, whose job it is to study human history by digging up stuff, dug a 15-metre deep hole. That's more than the height of a 4-storey building, and found a huge stone coffin called a sarcophagus that had been sealed for 4,300 years. The sarcophagus contained a mummy that was covered in a thin layer of gold, indicating how important the person was. We know that the man was named Hekashepis because experts decoded the ancient Egyptian symbols called hieroglyphs. Archaeologists will now be able to use paintings and objects found in the tombs to find out more about the day-to-day lives of ancient Egyptians. I stuck a link to photos and video from inside the tomb in today's episode notes.
Sport time!
Australian tennis has a new pair of superheroes, and their names are Rinky and Jason. Doubles partners Rinky Hijikata and Jason Kubler went into the Australian Open as wild cards, meaning they were a last-minute addition. And it almost didn't happen at all after Rinky only just asked Jason if he was up for it at the very last minute. But then the pair went on to beat all comers to hold aloft the championship trophy on Saturday night. Quite literally on top of the world. It means Australia has claimed the men's doubles titles at the Aussie Open 2 years in a row now, after Tanasi Kokkinakis and Nick Kyrgios teamed up last year to take out the title. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Pop Culture Corner.
Don't you just hate it when you're up on stage in front of 20,000 screaming fans and your pants split? Pop star Harry Styles was forced to finish a concert in Los Angeles late last week with a flag wrapped around his waist after one especially enthusiastic dance lunge saw his brown trousers tear at the crotch in full view of the audience. Not that he let it stop his performance. He just kept on singing and entertaining the crowd. You might even say he took it all in his strides. Uh-oh, there goes the dad joke alarm. Is it too early in the year to be whipping out dad jokes? I thought so. You see, this is why I'm a podcaster instead of a pop star. I don't have to worry about wardrobe malfunctions. I could be sitting here in my underpants recording this and no one would be any the wiser.
Ew! Gross! Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which city in New Zealand has been battling floodwaters all weekend? Yep, that's right, it's Auckland. Question number two. In which country has a golden mummy just been found? Yeah, well done, it's Egypt. Question number three. Name the pop star who split his pants mid-concert in Los Angeles. Yeah, of course it was Harry Styles.
Shoutouts.
It's January 30. Birthdays for footy player Buddy Franklin and cricket players Ben Cutting and Mitchell Stark. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Izzy from Chinchilla, Xavier from Perth, Sophia from Forest Lake, Vlad from Sydney and Oscar from Ivanhoe. And because we've been off on school holidays for most of January, and we don't want any January babies missing out on their shout-out, we're going to be doing belated birthday shout-outs for the rest of this week. Here goes. Belated birthday wishes today go to Indy from Perth, Oscar and Beatrix from Fitzroy North, Jocelyn from Wattle Grove, Francis from Faulkner, Ethan from Brisbane, twins Eloise and Margot from Paddington, Will from Centennial Park, Anna from Sydney, Georgia and Frankie from Forest Lake, Edmund from Springfield, Lucas from Hurstbridge, Ruby, Miller and Ava from Mount Martha, Harry from Helena Valley and Amelia from Rochdale. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you want a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form via our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. It's great to be back, and Amanda will be back with you tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.